ago. And welcome to the Winners and Losers radio program broadcasting on Enlightened Radio, www.enlightenedradio.org. My name is John Case, and you're listening to the Monday incarnation of the Winners and Losers radio program, which is going to constitute some country music today, and hopefully will remind you of your youth. Or your parents' youth, maybe. God, I'm out of time, out of space, and out of time. Here we go. It's by the way, the date is October the 30th, day before Halloween. And it's 2023. There's warfare going on a number of places. It's distracting everybody. Murders taking place on a regular basis. Mass murders, by the way. You know, we're blaming automatic weapons. However, you know, and every time there's a mass murder, like there was in Maine, of course, this guy was a firearms instructor. At least that was one of his pastimes. No one's going to disarm in this environment, in this country, with the level of global and national and regional violence, with the threats of insecurity, the pressures, you know, the raging dysfunction of some parts, some important parts of government, like the House of Representatives, and others that seem to be committed to a global agenda that's just making things worse by the day, certainly not improving anything. And so it's whatever is driving it. I have my own view of that, but you can have yours. Whatever is driving it seems to be overwhelming anybody that takes these big jobs, like president of the United States. You know, I can't believe that Joe Biden really wants to get into global warfare, but he's doing it. You can blame it on Putin, but I'm sorry. You know, NATO was engaging in aggression against Russia ever since 1991. And, you know, it was going to eventually have a consequence. I think the Western people thought, oh, well, Putin will just fold. And all of a sudden, you know, he doesn't. You know, there's no peace plan in sight. You know, well, oh, what are we going to do? Wait until Russia is completely overthrown and then we'll have peace? You know, we're not going to settle anything. We're going to pretend that there's no settlement possible. Of course there is. It's going to involve neutralizing Ukraine at this point, or what's left of Ukraine. There'll be no undoing the damage that's been done by both NATO and Putin, in my view. But point is, there are forces that are preventing traditional domination national security policies from ever succeeding. They can't succeed in this globalized world. They can't, unless you're going to cut off trade with everybody. I know some think that's a good idea, but it's not going to happen. It's been driven by forces more powerful than rivers. Economic forces are like that. It's going to be one world, and it's going to have to give up the nations or the plan for one nation dominating, and that being the Pax Americana, Britannia, China, if it turns out, I mean, whatever, you know, that somehow it's got to be a single nation ruling the world, or at least dominating it. And we can't get there. And it's clearly killing us because of horrible mistakes that have been made, wounds self-inflicted that will never be healed, at least not in the memories of those now living. So we either turn around and start the difficult road toward coexistence and cooperation, favoring more of that relative to domination. And if it's possible to back up without first, you know, enduring absolute defeat and collapse of your country. And if you think it can't happen, well, it did happen in 1860. And it didn't surprise anybody when it finally did. What surprised people was how horrible, how long, how intractable, how much suffering and death had to be endured before exhaustion and peace followed.
And I never saw the ocean till I was close to your age now. Oh, Shenandoah, long to see you. Hey, 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 your rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah, long to see you. Hey, 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 only your river gonna make things right. Only your river gonna make things right. Only your river gonna make things right. I'm going back to San Angelo. The ground is hard and the ground is dry. But I'm gonna get my fill somehow. Rivers of corn. Shenandoah, I long to see you. Hey.
that little tidbit by Bobby Weir on, what's it called, Only a River? I think so, yeah, Only a River. But it has a little quote in there from Shenandoah. And by the way, we're broadcasting here in the Red Caboose studio from Bolivar, West Virginia. Just overlooks, like a stone's throw away. Well, a strong stone's throw away. Shenandoah River down below us here in Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. Bolivar's on top of the hill. Harpers Ferry's down at the corner where the rivers collide, the Potomac and the Shenandoah. But it's a national park, most of it. And that's our zip code, 25425. But Bolivar is a separate town on top of the same hill. This is the location of the former permanent employees of the armory built here by Thomas Jefferson. Founded by Thomas Jefferson. And that became a major subject of a contest in the Civil War. Anyway, the Bolivarians, renamed it for Simon Bolivar, very pro-union group, actually, in the 1860s historical record, but they got driven out when Stonewall Jackson took over the town for briefly, 1862. Anyway, before he got killed by his own men. Accidentally, of course, but anyway, it was it wasn't a cushy job being a general in the Civil War. But enough of that. Anyway, Bobby Weir with Shenandoah. Going to read a little poem now. Take us on to our next little senior trip here on Monday mornings. Still alive this week. Hoping for the best for the next week to come. We were alone one night on a long road in Montana. This was winter, a big night, far to the stars. We had hitched, my wife and I, and left our ride at a crossing to go on. Tired and cold, but brave, we trudged along. This, we said, was our life. Watched over her, allowed to go where we wanted. We said we'd come back sometime when we got rich. We'd leave the others and find a night like this. Whatever we had to give, no matter how far, to be so happy again. Once in the 40s.
A movie and the whole world is viewing it, and the popcorn is dreams torn, but we're always chewing it. The set design is by God, but the costumes by the devil, and the screenplay is adapted from a book that's embezzled. This is where I grew up, this is where I grew proud, this is where neighbors never say music is too loud, this is where the streets have no name but they have history. This is loss is victory.
Obedience. Now someone the American
guns in their hands, they say God's on their side. I had an undying wish to keep from dying. I had an untimely hitch keep me from climbing. But I climbed the hitch itself and I tried flying. I had an uprising in my soul. The left was fighting the right, and the right was fighting the light, and the light was blind in the night, and the night woke up in tears. When my fingers went to wipe them, they became a poem, but to write them, they would have to speak tears in another language that would take years. Now as I'm leaving, I'm weary as hell. The confusion I'm feeling, the words fill my head and fall to the floor. If God's on your side, then would you ever need
Do you think God's on your side? Do you think it matters? Does any nation have God on their side? Do different nations have different gods? Does God ever tell the one group that they're not on his side? He's not on theirs. Well, that's enough questions. But if God is on your side, and there is a God, why would you need warfare? I mean, poop. Just he can flick his finger, her finger, its finger, whatever. Jub-jubs. Finger. The tofu the beast. Yeah. Why would you need war? Anyway, so enough for today. We've had our little senior moment here on the haven't covered the news, but in a way we have. I thought K-9, you know, kind of kicked his ass last song. We'll go out with, you know, another hymn to what might have been, but was not. You know, it's, well, I don't know. You know, we have to go back to Bob Dylan, you know. Otherwise it doesn't work. I don't know, when he goes, is that going to happen? Is that going to happen? There's a lot of people, you know, saying goodbye, but let's see. Anyway, we'll close with this today. Take care of each other. It's late, but everything comes next. You're listening to www.enlightenradio.com.